Thank you for tuning in to the Sea Ranch Thespians audio production of Heavenly Committee Plans Christmas by Kenneth Gribble. I'm Carol Emery, one of the sponsors of the Thespians. We've missed seeing you this year. We hope you enjoy this little snippet of holiday cheer, and we look forward to welcoming you back to the barn in the not-too-distant future. This audio play features Phil Atkins as Fred, Brian Holderman as Ariel, Kathy Hitt as Betty Sue, Lynn Atkins as J.D., and Don Krieger as Nick. So, come with us now to a conference room on the 3,442nd floor of the Heavenly Administration Building. As the scene begins, Fred, a hard-working rank-and-file Heavenly employee, is gazing out the window as Ariel, a recent returnee to the business side of Heaven, enters.
Excuse me, but...
Yes?
I must have gotten lost. I'm looking for the meeting of the planning committee.
No mistake. The rest will be along soon.
You mean you are? I mean, this is the room where the planning committee meets?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, you seem a little disappointed.
No. Not disappointed. Just a little, surprised, I guess. But... then it's been a long time.
I'm sorry. I should have introduced myself. I'm Fred. And you?
Fred. Hello, Fred. My name is Ariel.
Ariel? Oh, how quaint. I'm curious. You were saying it's been so long?
Yes. Well, you see, for a long time, I've been out on assignment. On Earth, that is. And, well... it's been a very long time since I've been back, and there's been a lot of changes, hasn't there?
Maybe so. Although to an angel like myself, who's been here all along, the changes have been so gradual, I've hardly noticed them.
You're an angel, then?
Well, certainly. What makes you think otherwise?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I guess I'm still used to the white robes and all of that.
Oh, the white robes went out ages ago, about the same time halos became old-fashioned.
I see.
But tell me, have you been assigned to the Christmas Planning Committee?
Yes. In fact, I think maybe that's one of the reasons I was recalled. Although I can't imagine why the Almighty wanted me. You heavenly angels have so much more experience in these things.
Well, yes. We've all served on committees before, but nothing, never anything as big as this. Imagine, it's up to us to make arrangements for the birth of the Christ child.
Who else is on the committee?
Well, J.D. chairs the committee. Then there's Nick and Betty Sue.
Betty Sue? You mean there are women angels now?
Boy, have you been gone a long time. Things have really changed up here since the women's angel movement got started.
I bet they have.
Oh,
sounds
hey,
like
JD.
The rest are here now.
Oh, what a gorgeous day it is. It reminds me of this poem I wrote last week. When bright the brilliance of the sky, when...
Yes. Well, it's time to get started. We've got a lot of work to do. You're the new one, right? I'm J.D., chairperson of this committee. And you've met Fred, I see. And that's Nick. And that's Betty Sue.
What's your name?
Ariel.
Ariel? What kind of sissy name is that?
Oh, don't mind Nick. He talks that way to everybody.
I beg your pardon. I was asking a perfectly reasonable question.
Yes. Okay. This meeting will come to order. As you know, I have been appointed to be in charge of this committee's work. Headquarters is expecting a preliminary report from us.
Oh, J.D.?
The chair recognizes Fred. Yeah, Fred?
Shouldn't we appoint a secretary?
Oh, good idea, Fred. All right, who wants to be secretary?
I nominate Betty Sue. It's a woman's job, and she's the only woman, except you, of course, J.D., but you couldn't be...
So, it's a woman's job, is it? Well, Nick, I nominate you to be secretary. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. I need some paper, Nick? All right, let's get started. Now, we know that headquarters wants the birth to take place in Palestine, and the child must have Jewish parents. As long as we operate within those guidelines, we can suggest whatever we think best. Any ideas?
Why must Palestine be the place? Why not Rome? The only logical place for the savior of the world to be born is in the capital city of the Roman Empire. Or, if not there, then at least Athens, for heaven's sake.
Athens, of course. The home of music and art and drama. Oh, think what a grand artistic occasion could be made of Christmas. There could be a contest. Find the poet who could write the most exquisite verse in honor of the child. Musicians could create lovely choruses to be sung.
But the point is, the child isn't going to be born in either Rome or Athens. Well, let's be practical. We've got to decide on a place in Palestine.
There is no important place in Palestine. It's a wretched country from top to bottom.
Well, there's always Jerusalem.
What's Jerusalem?
The capital city of Palestine, where King Herod has his palace.
Did you say palace?
Yes.
Well, that's a start anyway.
What about art? Are there beautiful paintings and statuary in this place?
I should think so.
And the king, you say his name is Herod. Is he an important king?
Important? Oh, yes. He's also a bloodthirsty brute.
Doesn't sound like a very good father for the Prince of Peace.
But look, the child has to have royalty for parents. Isn't it part of the plan for him to be a descendant of King David?
Yes, I believe so.
It's settled then. Herod will be the father, but what about the mother?
The queen, naturally.
A bit of a problem there.
Oh?
Herod has had quite a few wives, and even had a few of them murdered when they displeased him.
Oh, dear.
It's anyone's guess who is queen right now.
Okay. Whoever the queen is, she'll be the mother.
Just a minute. You're all forgetting something. Timing is of the utmost importance. After all, we want the whole world to know about this birth the moment it happens. Now, Palestine is a terribly remote part of the world, but if that's what we've got to work with, we'll have to make the best of it. At least Jerusalem is a capital city, so we will be able to arrange for important people to be on hand. Naturally, we'll want to have messengers ready to spread the word back to Rome, to Greece, to Egypt, to India.
Good thinking, Fred. What else can we do to publicize Christmas?
How about a fireworks display?
What?
Well, you know, meteors and shooting stars. Oh, maybe an eclipse in there somewhere. That way, everyone in the world will know some momentous event is about to take place. Oh, and shooting stars are so romantic. It reminds me of a song I once wrote. When you wish...
Okay. Shooting stars. What other details can we arrange?
Well, the birth itself ought to take place in the palace, in the royal bedchamber. As soon as the child is born, he can be wrapped in silk and ermine and carried out to the head of the giant winding staircase. Does the palace have a staircase?
I don't know.
It must. All palaces have winding staircases. So the king will carry his son out to the top of the staircase and then
the trumpets will sound a fanfare, and a choir made up of the best singers and brought all the way from Athens will sing an anthem.
Then an address from Caesar Augustus, a sort of welcoming speech. And then he can proclaim a festival, a real celebration with parties and dancing and all the rest. Of course, Caesar will bring expensive gifts to honor the new king.
Good idea. And each year after that, Christmas will be a big extravaganza in celebration of the child's birth. We can have a tradition of everyone buying lots of gifts and having a wonderful time.
Oh, and there can be lovely decorations. Lots of reds and greens. Oh, they're my favorite colors, you know.
Well, we've had a lot of good ideas. Let's see. The child will be born in Jerusalem, in the king's palace. Lots of celebrities there. Music, dancing, a proclamation by Caesar. Sounds good to me. You getting all this down, Nick?
No, right, J.D.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not so sure the people on Earth need this kind of Christmas. Maybe we ought to think this through a little more.
I know what you mean. I don't think we've given nearly enough attention to the artistic side of things.
Oh, I'm sick and tired of all your talk about art. I don't think you know an ode from a sonnet. And if you start singing one more of your drippy songs, I'll scream.
Oh, how dare you? Just because you've read a few books on political science, you think you're some kind of expert. Well, let me tell you, you don't know.
Quiet, you two. I'm interested in what our new friend here is driving at.
Well, I can see why you all are thinking in terms of a spectacular approach. I mean, after all, this is the savior of all men who will be born.
All persons.
Right, everybody. So it is something to get excited about.
So what's the problem?
Somehow, I don't think the Almighty will approve.
What do you mean, not approve?
Come on.
Oh, no, quiet, quiet. Look, you're entitled to your opinion, but we are the ones with the experience in these matters. Okay, do I hear a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. We meet tomorrow at the same time, and I'll have a report for you from headquarters.
Well, what did you think?
A very interesting collection of angels. Tell me, what does the JD and JD's name stand for?
No one knows. Oh, and by the way, don't ever ask her.
We return to that same conference room the next day.
Good morning, JD. Uh-oh.
I don't care what you say. I'd 1,000 times rather watch a chariot race in the Colosseum than sit through a poetry reading.
Don't you two ever get tired of arguing?
Good morning, everyone.
JD?
Good morning.
JD, isn't it time to start the meeting?
Yes, of course. The meeting will come to order.
Well,
to get right to the point, headquarters rejected every one of our proposals.
What?
What
do you mean?
Serious?
But why?
But the only explanation given was that we were on the wrong track.
But what does that mean?
Maybe it means we should have listened to Ariel.
That's right. You said we were going about things the wrong way, didn't you?
Let's just say I had some questions about our approach.
Well, what do you suggest we do?
I don't have the answers. But why don't I describe the way things are on Earth these days? Maybe once you understand what people's needs are, you'll be able to plan for the kind of Christmas the Almighty prefers.
Sounds good to me.
Me too. Go ahead, tell us.
Okay. Well, to begin with, there's a lot of unrest in the world. In Palestine, for example, the Jewish people are oppressed by their rulers. King Herod is a tyrant, although he keeps his throne only because he is friendly with Augustus Caesar. The Roman legions are conspicuous throughout Palestine, and they don't tolerate any funny business. All the Jews hate Herod because he has sold out to Rome and has desecrated his faith. Herod is also politically corrupt and personally immoral.
Well, that explains why the Messiah simply couldn't be Herod's son.
But who else is of royal blood in Palestine? Someone rich and famous and powerful.
Nick, I think the world has seen enough of wealth and power. Rulers appear and become heroes for a time, but inevitably, their power makes them cruel and fearful. No king or general will ever save the world.
What kind of savior does the world need?
The world needs someone who can heal. There is so much pain and fear and loneliness on Earth. People are selfish. Instead of caring for each other, they grab everything they can for themselves. And so the world is filled with anger and bitterness, even fighting and killing.
I had no idea the world was such an ugly place.
Oh, but it's not ugly. Not really. And neither are the men and women who live there. If only they could see what they are doing to themselves. how their self-centeredness makes everything go bad when life could be beautiful just the way the Almighty planned it.
Well, don't art and music teach them about beauty?
Oh, yes, it helps a great deal, but it's not enough. There's got to be someone who can show the way, who can live out in his own life the kind of love and integrity and truth that came from the Almighty himself.
And that's what the child will do, won't he?
I think so.
So what you're saying is that we shouldn't try to make Christmas such a big celebration.
Oh, it will be a joyous event. But if the child is born in a palace or even Jerusalem, everyone will expect him to be famous and powerful.
So the child should come from simple, humble parents?
From a family that nobody would expect the Messiah to come from.
Maybe the father could be a farmer or a fisherman or a carpenter.
Carpenter. Oh, I like that.
And the child could be born in just an ordinary house.
I've got it. If the child comes from the lineage of David, why not have him born in David's home village, Bethlehem?
Great idea, Nick. But how will we get the parents to Bethlehem?
Augustus is planning a new tax that will require everyone to return to his home village to register.
Oh, that's perfect. It's all beginning to fit together.
The child can be born in the village inn. At least that way the village people will know about the child's birth.
Just so the inn isn't too crowded.
Well, we'll have to arrange for it not to be. And Nick, are you getting all of this down?
Yeah, I'm getting it, I think.
Oh, I still wish we could have a Greek chorus do an anthem.
How about an angel choir?
What? You're the one who said Christmas shouldn't be a big show. Now you want a choir of angels?
Oh, please, J.D., it's a wonderful idea.
But this choir would only be seen by a few people, maybe some travelers on the road or something like that. Betty Sue, wouldn't you like to write an appropriate anthem?
Oh, Ariel, would I ever?
You're making a big mistake.
In fact, maybe I'll try out for the choir myself. I used to do quite a bit of singing up here ages ago.
I guess the big fireworks display is out.
Oh, no.
Ariel, how do you think the Almighty would feel if we had just one meteor? Or maybe a very bright star for the occasion?
I'd say it would be worth a try.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Of course, Caesar won't be able to be present. What about King Herod?
Oh, if I know Herod, he's not going to find the birth of the Christ child an event to celebrate. He might even be upset about the whole thing. Anyway, we don't want his kind on hand for this holy occasion.
What about the idea of gifts? The child will be the Almighty's best gift to the world. Wouldn't it be fitting to symbolize that in some way?
Oh, I love symbolic things.
Well, there is a scripture reference to foreigners bringing rare gifts in homage to the king, son of the Almighty.
Well, why not have some foreign dignitaries bring gifts? Nick, you are the expert on these things. I'm assigning you to take care of this. Just make sure there aren't any Romans involved in it. Oh, by the way, it wouldn't hurt to have a few of these dignitaries be women. No reason why they all have to be men. Got that, Nick?
I'll do my best, J.D., my very best.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be a beautiful Christmas.
Do you really think headquarters will approve these plans, Ariel? Some of our ideas seem pretty far out to me.
Well, I can't be sure, but I have a good feeling about what we've come up with.
Oh, are we done? I'm anxious to get started on my anthem. How about something like this? God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Wow, watch the sexist language, Betty Sue.
Must I listen to this?
No. Meeting adjourned.
Glory to God. Peace on earth. Goodwill to person.
Thanks for everything, Ariel. You really got us on the right track.
You're right, Fred. Ariel, I'd like to hear more about your duty on earth. And maybe I can bring you up to date on what's been happening up here.
Great.
Anything you'd like to know about especially?
Well, I was curious about one thing.
Yes?
Well, J.D. is a kind of unusual name for a female, and so...
Uh-oh. I warned him about that. Ariel! Oh, Ariel!
Thanks for joining us in our little holiday romp. Due to the continuing pandemic, our May production has been postponed again. We hope you have a lovely holiday season, and we look forward to having you join us at our fall production of Other Desert Cities, September 23rd through 26th and 30th, and October 1st through the 3rd.